Robert, thank you for joining us. Obviously, millions of people have benefited from the knowledge that they've gotten from your books, from tapes. But for those people who have not read Rich Dad, Poor Dad or Cashflow Quadrant, could you just explain a little bit about what the Cashflow Quadrant is? I know that if you imagine in your mind a plus sign, the quadrant on the upper left-hand side, there's an E. Beneath that, there's an S. On the right side, there's a B and then an I. Could you basically explain what these mean?
Well, first of all, E stands for employee. S stands for self-employed or small business. B stands for big business like Microsoft, Intel, things like that. And I stands for an investor. My poor dad and most of us have had it that says go to school and get a job. My poor dad was programming me for the E quadrant, job security, work hard, pension, benefits. The S quadrant is oftentimes where the doctors, lawyers, or small business guys go, guys who want to do it on their own. You know, so they always say, if you want it done right, do it by yourself. And they often become S's. They want independence. The big business, the B quadrant, is where guys like Bill Gates, they form these huge multinational corporations. There are very few of them. They're the richest people in the world. So the richest people in the world come from the B quadrant, although you can become rich in the E and the S. And the I quadrant are the investors. And the investor is basically somebody who purely has his or her money working for them. My poor dad and my poor mom trained me to become E's and S's. And the school system trains you to become E's and S's, job security, play it safe. The B and the I side is for the rich. And my rich dad said, if you want to be rich, mind your own business.
And you say in your book that most E's or employees, when they are ready to start their own businesses, actually gravitate towards the S quadrant. They start their own small business, maybe as a contractor or a freelancer. Is that the wrong way?
Well, it's not that right or wrong. Is that a lot of people say, I don't do my own thing. So they migrate from the E and they go to the S. And S stands for cycle end, in my opinion, because everybody picks on you. The government picks on you. You spend one day a week just in tax compliance. Your employees pick on you. And then you never have any free time because if you don't work, your income stops. So it's probably one of the hardest positions, yet it is probably where most of the people are. The small businesses of America as well as the world is really the engine. But very few of them very get rich, and they work. The difference between an S and a B is if an S stops working, small business person, their income stops. But if a B stops, their income keeps going. And so which one is better? I'd say the B quadrant is far better. So my rich dad trained me to be a B and an I, and he trained me to be an I playing Monopoly. You know, we all know the formula, four greenhouses, red hotel. So it was a difference points of view. And for, like I said, people who are looking for changes, it's a great way to change.